You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.
The word is MFA prompt bombing. Spelled M for multi, F for factor, A for authentication, prompt as in a multi-factor authentication notification, and bombing as in sending repeated MFA prompts to a user's device. Definition: hackers bypass multi-factor authentication schemes by sending a blizzard of spamming login attempts until the account's owner accepts the MFA prompt out of desperation to make the spamming stop. Example sentence: in the middle of the night, the victim, after receiving hundreds of MFA prompts on his phone, validated access to his account and went back to bed. Origin and context. This hacking technique takes advantage of the fact that we all hate to be annoyed and inconvenienced. After an attacker steals a victim's username and password, they repeatedly attempt to log in as the victim, which sends a multi-factor authentication request to the victim's second factor, usually his mobile device. Users who aren't paying attention get frustrated with the volume of authentication requests, and just to make it go away, they approve it. They might assume it's just an error, or maybe an IT employee at their company trying to log into their account. Regardless, they can't be bothered and accept the request. Dan Gooding at Ars Technica quotes a member of the Lapsus cybercrime group as saying, quote, "No limit is placed on the amount of calls that can be made. Call the employee 100 times at 1 a.m. while he's trying to sleep, and he will more than likely accept it. Once the employee accepts the initial call, you can access the MFA enrollment portal and enroll another device," end quote. Nation-state actors have also been observed using this technique. Researchers at Mandiant note that the Russian threat actor, APT-29, also known as Cozy Bear, has successfully used MFA prompt bombing in its own campaign. Nerd reference. The 1992 movie Sneakers, one of the all-time great hacker movies, has the perfect scene that demonstrates real-life MFA prompt bombing. By the way, the movie was written by the guys who wrote another all-time great hacker movie, War Games, Lawrence Lasker and Walter Parks. In this scene, Robert Redford, probably best known to this audience for Avengers Endgame and Captain America Winter Soldier, and River Phoenix, probably best known for Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, he played the young Indiana Jones, are trying to get past a security guard and an electronic lock, two factors. The scene opens with River Phoenix, dressed as a delivery man, standing in front of the security guard with a stack of Drano boxes, claiming that he has a work order to deliver them to the top floor. The security guard doesn't have him on the access list and is having none of it. The two get into a heated argument. That's when Redford walks up to the counter with some lame story about his wife delivering the birthday cake and the balloons.
And I'm sorry, they didn't have anything on record.
Hold on a second. I got the
Did my wife drop a right cake off for me?
What cake? There's no cake back there.
Surprise party for Marge on the second floor. She was supposed to drop a cake off.
I dropped. Don't worry about it.
There she is, late as usual.
Okay, well, it states right here very clearly that I am to deliver 36 boxes of liquid drainage to this here address.
I don't care what that says. You're not on the list. You can't get in. I do have a problem with it. You can't get in.
I might lose my job.
Well, it's not my problem, kid. I'll beat it.
That's when Refford walks past the guard up to the electronic door that's locked, carrying a bundle of helium balloons and a birthday cake box, and starts yelling at the guard to let him in.
I can't reach my card. Could you buzz this
Buzzer,
I can't reach my card.
Wait, 1 minute.
Buzzer, okay? We're late for the party in the second floor.
Excuse me.
Push the goddamn buzzer, will you?
And that's MFA prompt bombing in the real world. Word Notes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.